Breaking news this hour at townhall.com. I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. An historic victory for Donald Trump last night in the Iowa caucuses.
I want to thank everybody. This has been some period of time, and most importantly, we want to thank the great people of Iowa. Thank you. We love you all. What a turnout. What a crowd.
A big turnout despite bitterly cold weather. Dangerously cold wind chills are continuing to affect much of the Rockies, Great Plains, and the Midwest.
Still got wind chills, minus 30, minus 40. Wind chills as low as zero all the way down in the portions of Texas, Mississippi, Tennessee.
This National Weather Service forecaster, Mark Shenard. Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin has been released from the hospital. More on that from White House correspondent Greg Clugston.
After spending 2 weeks at Walter Reed National Military Medical Center to treat complications from prostate cancer surgery, the 70-year-old Austin is back home. Doctors say his prognosis is excellent and he will work from home as he recovers. The Pentagon chief caused a firestorm by failing to inform the White House about his hospitalization. President Biden said that was a lapse in judgment, but he still has confidence in Austin. Greg Clugston, Washington.
The state of Washington has sued to block the proposed merger of Kroger and Albertsons, two of the country's largest grocery store chains. Here's correspondent Jeremy House.
Washington State Attorney General Bob Ferguson filed the lawsuit in King County Superior Court. The Seattle Times reported that Ferguson, in his suit, argued that the $25 billion deal would harm consumers and raise prices. According to the suit, Kroger and Albertsons have more than 300 locations in the state and account for more than half of its grocery sales.
As correspondent Jeremy House reporting, Kroger owns QFC, and Fred Meyer is seeking to acquire Albertsons. More from townhall.com.
In a retirement outlook.
If your retirement account is mostly stocks or bonds, listen closely. The future of your savings may be more uncertain than ever before. Hi, I'm Paul Stone, CEO of Colonial Metals. The sad truth is, our government continues to eat away at our freedoms and security. In economic times like these, run around the flagpole by lunatics in Washington, I look to the most trusted store of wealth in human history, physical gold and silver that you own. At Colonial Metals, we specialize in helping folks with IRAs and 401ks and other retirement accounts move their savings into physical gold and silver. If you'd like a free gold investment kit, give us a call today at 820-800-8000. My team is standing by, ready to rush a free...
This KMSK News Flash, powered by Palm Mortuaries and Cemeteries. Stay active, be healthy, they'd rather wait. In a year just underway, but how hot is the Las Vegas real estate market expected to be in 2024? Well, Zillow is predicting the Vegas Valley will be the 12th hottest real estate market in the country. The online real estate brokerage firm ranking 50 major metros across the nation forecasting Las Vegas could see a 1% drop in home prices this year, but an increase in sales from 2023, which was the worst year on record since 2008. Now, the current average home value here in Las Vegas is $400,354. That's a 1% drop from the same time last year and a far cry from the all-time high of $427,350. That was reached back in August of 2022. Zillow ranking Buffalo, New York as the hottest real estate market for 2024. That's based on the high job growth, that is, in the area. It's getting noisier near Nellis Air Force Base with the return of red flag exercises. Base officials say red flag 24-1 runs through January 26th with nearly 100 aircraft leaving the base twice a day, some staying in the air for up to 5 hours, and that includes night flights to train the crews for nighttime combat operations. Nellis plane host to more than 2,000 participants. That includes the Air Force, Joint Services, allies, as well as partners. Nellis has hosted red flag exercises since 1975. And you can add another food hall to the list. Canteen Food Hall, formerly known as the Carnival World Buffet. It opens Friday at the Rio, continuing that trend of turning casino buffets into food halls. That trend now includes Proper Eats Food Hall at Aria and the Eat Your Heart Out over at Durango Casino Resort. Take AM 670 with you wherever you go. Check out our website at 670kmzq.com and click on that Listen Live button.
Start your mornings right, live and local with Kevin Wall. Weekday mornings from 6 to 9 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Chevrolet is Nevada's number one Chevrolet volume dealership. Again, find new roads.
F-I-N-D-L-A-Y. Findlay Chevy is a place to buy.
Home of the...
KMCQ on-time traffic is powered by Meineke Car Centers. Stop in today and get a synthetic blend oil change for only $34.95.
It is back to work and back to school day today, but so far the traffic still flowing pretty nicely up and down the resort corridor and in downtown Las Vegas on 95. And in fact, no accidents being reported on the freeways at this time. Had an overnight crash, though, at the west side intersection of Flamingo and Rainbow. The entire intersection has been closed for the last couple of hours. Southbound lanes on Rainbow are now opened, but wreckage is about to be hauled away. But in the meantime, try Buffalo, Jones, Spring Mountain, or Tropicana to avoid Flamingo and Rainbow for now. Another cool sunny day in the valley with afternoon temperatures staying just below 60 degrees. Only 37, though, right now. I'm Mark Thomas with your on-time traffic and weather on AM 670 KMZQ.
The best way to get something done, if it holds near and dear to you, that you... like to be able to... Anyway. America is a nation that can be defined in a single word. I was going to put him...
Check it out!
And Joan, Shingang, I'm going to pass her, Shanga.
Can I just say that of all the idiots, in all the idiot villages, in all the idiot worlds, you stand alone.
Number one!
Ladies and gentlemen, Kevin Wall.
Fun lovers and truth seekers, you have come to the right place. It is live and local for a Tuesday, January 16th, the Tuesday after the Iowa caucuses. It was an incredible blowout victory for Donald J. Trump. There just is no minimizing it. It was fabulous if you are a backer of Donald J. Trump. We'll have it all over the course of the next 3 hours. We'll have clips from... Donald J. Trump, from Chris Sununu, the governor of the great state of New Hampshire. That's coming up next. Dr. Ben Carson analyzes. Also, Newt Gingrich will analyze the challenge ahead for Donald J. Trump. And we'll also have clips from Donald J. Trump. He gave a wonderful, wonderful victory speech. It was magnanimous. It was kind of a kinder, gentler Donald J. Trump. We'll talk about that as we go along. But first, want to welcome in a guy that's been on the show before. He is no stranger. He is Dr. Jeff Gunter. He is the candidate for the U.S. Senate, former U.S. ambassador to Iceland, and he joins us. Jeff, thanks for joining us. I appreciate your being a part of the show, especially early on. Getting up, getting out of bed, and being a part of the show at 6 a.m., that's pretty darn good.
Honored to be here, Kevin. And honestly, on a historic day, not only for those of us who obviously, like so many of us, love Donald Trump, but historic for America. Because after all, who doesn't like 1% inflation, 3.5% unemployment, and no endless wars, and really the glory days of America when Donald J. Trump was in charge? So this is just the beginning, and I'm honored to be here.
I got to tell you, it was a blowout beyond anybody's dream. Did it surprise you, in particular, the margin of victory?
You're talking to the candidate who's running for the United States Senate, Nevada, who's literally on all my lawn signs that are going out, say, 110% pro-Donald Trump. So absolutely not. The depth and breadth of support that Donald Trump has across every demographic group, from African Americans to Latinos to Asians. Did you see how strong he did amongst women in Iowa? I mean, it's a blowout. I think from now on going forward, it's just a pretend primary. Donald Trump will be the nominee. And in the words of Newt Gingrich, it's time that everyone gets over it and realizes that Donald Trump will be the nominee. and he will be the next president of the United States.
Dr. Jeff, I don't know if you saw victory speech last night, but I thought it was marvelous, and the first 2 or 3 minutes of the speech were conciliatory. It was kind of a kinder, gentler Donald J. Trump. It still had some attitude to it, but it was absolutely amazing. Did you get a chance to see any of the victory speech at all?
Yes, I did. And it's just pure leadership. And it's obviously not the image that the radical progressive left want to see from us. They want to portray Donald Trump in a different light. But clearly, it's just pure and simple leadership, magnanimous on behalf of the president. And he's going to proceed on to victory in the same vein. And that's how he's going to lead America. He's there for all Americans. And we all know that. And it's just the fake news who tries to portray him in a different light. Look, they're dragging him down to New York today. What a coincidence, you know, right before the New Hampshire primaries. But they will fail, and everything they do will backfire on them. And he will be the nominee, and he will be the next president.
Dr. Jeff, do you like the strategy he has used? He's not debating, but he is giving speeches, and he's doing photo ops, and he's doing all kinds of stuff. But he's not getting down in the mud with the debates. Is that smart?
I think it's smart in the situation of Donald Trump, where basically at this point it's a pretend primary. Why should he? The American public know him. He's been president of the United States for 4 years. And there's really no reason if you're blowing all your competitors out. I think he was 51% now in Iowa. Why would you give them the oxygen just to try to pick him apart? The American public know him. He's the most famous person on the planet Earth. And this is not just in America, it's around the world. So I think he's better off communicating with the American public, and he's obviously done that, and that's why he's been so successful.
Again, Dr. Jeff Gunter joining us. He is a candidate for the U.S. Senate, and he is 110% behind Donald J. Trump, which, by the way, do you think there will be coattails? I'm sure you hope there will be, but is that your best guesstimate there will be Trump coattails?
I would say not necessarily coattails. I think there's substance to all of us who are 100% supporting Donald J. Trump. We are supporting America First principles, ideas that we want to lower inflation, that we want to have an all of the above energy policy and drill, baby, drill. That the minute that we get in, when I become the next U.S. Senator from Nevada, we are going to close the border. If you don't have a border, you don't have a country. If you are giving money to Ukraine and other countries around the world when you don't have a border, that's not putting America first. So, yes, there will be a coattails effect, but my definition is that the voters of Nevada understand that the values and principles of America First put Nevada first. And quite frankly, I am the only candidate who can beat Jackie Rosen. And my opponent, Sam Brown, some people have called him Scam Brown, just reluctantly endorsed President Trump a couple days ago. And if you look at his Twitter site today, there is zero mention as of now of the great victory in Iowa. So, you know, he's someone who's funded by America for China Prosperity. He's someone who's been aligned with Nikki Haley and those funders. And what they're really finding out is that it's not really putting America first. And that's why I'm going to be the next U.S. Senator. And I'm going to take care of the people of Nevada, put America first, and put them first.
I think I saw this right a couple of days ago. Did Sam Brown actually endorse Trump?
Yeah, finally, after we've been hammering him for months now. And he's in a panic. Quite frankly, his whole campaign is in a panic. He's being supported by the deep state. He's a puppet of Mitch McConnell. Like I said, he's getting funded for Americans for China Prosperity. And he's also having a campaign that was being run by Katie Walsh, who we all know was infamous for being escorted out of the White House after a very short period where Donald Trump took her in his administration. So really, my opponent, my main primary opponent, Scam Brown, is just a deep state puppet of Mitch McConnell. He will do anything. and say anything. And that's the exact opposite of our 110% pro-Trump campaign that myself, Ambassador, and Dr. Jeff Gunter are running. And we can be relied on, and we will take care of the people of Nevada. And that's why, actually, we're growing so much strength. And we were almost able to muscle Scam Brown into a half-hearted endorsement of the greatest president of the United States, Donald J. Trump, that we've had since Abraham Lincoln.
And by the way, I thought that these endorsements were supposed to flow the other direction, that, you know, the coveted deal would end up being, you know, from Donald Trump to Sam Brown or to Jeff Gunter. Isn't that the way it's supposed to go?
Absolutely. Absolutely. And we're working hard. And don't forget, I was his U.S. ambassador, and we did incredibly well in Iceland, and we represented the American people there. And I think things are going exactly in the direction. We're getting a lot of good feedback from Mar-a-Lago world, but we're going to keep working hard. We're going to keep earning it, and we're going to keep taking care of the people of Nevada and show voters that there really is only one choice in this primary, because right now it's a pretend primary, and that's going to be Donald J. Trump. And there really is only 110% pro-Donald Trump U.S. Senator for Nevada, and that's going to be Dr. and Ambassador Jeffrey Gunter.
Dr. Jeff, I know you hit the ground running. You are sprinting to the finish line on June 11th. And I got to ask you, what are the issues that you hear from voters? I know you give a great stump speech, but I also know you're really good at listening. What are the issues that you're hearing about from voters?
Voters in Nevada are petrified about the border. They really understand that an open border leads to fentanyl deaths. It leads to human trafficking. And they understand that if you do not have a border, you do not have a country, and it leads to crime. That's number one. Number two is inflation. Think about it. When we came back from Iceland, gasoline prices were about $2.50. Now they're about $4.50. The impact that that has on our economy, when people have to choose between food and gasoline or gasoline and medicine, is absolutely horrific. Also, they can see these endless wars occurring around the world. They see what happened in Afghanistan. They're disheartened. So many of our service members gave so much in Afghanistan. And what did they see? They saw us give up Bagram Air Force Base and leave Americans behind and lose 13 of our precious service members on the way out. And they see these wars now occurring in Ukraine, spending our grandchildren's future, billions and billions and billions of dollars going to Ukraine. And now they see the Middle East on fire as well. They see protests in Rockefeller Center, where the protesters are not chanting necessarily for Palestinians. What they're chanting is cut down the Christmas tree. So they see the fabric of America being eroded. They see on the street that this is not the America that their grandparents came to, and this is not the America that they want to leave to their grandchildren and future generations. They're scared, and they're concerned, and they're absolutely hurting. And to be quite honest, Joe Biden and Jackie Rosen, my opponent, are tone deaf. They don't care. And that's what's concerning the people on the street right now in Nevada.
Dr. Jeff, this is obviously going to be a campaign that is about a lot of stuff, but it's also going to be about money and fundraising and that kind of thing. How is it going? I know the early part of your candidacy was involved with fundraising and things like that, setting up a structure. How is that going, and are you going to have enough money to fight all of these outside interests?
That's a great question, and the answer is, the American people have spoken. We are doing incredibly well on our digital media fundraising. These are people across America who hear our message, who want to put America first, who love Donald Trump, who love the message that we're giving, and they're going to understand, and they actually already understand, that the big red wave and us taking over the Senate and us getting rid of the Democrats, Chuck Schumer, but also, quite frankly, getting rid of Mitch McConnell is emanating. And they are coming up and stepping forward, and we'll be reporting our numbers. But we are very strong. We have plenty of money, and it's just doing better and better because people can understand that we are the real candidates. We are the real candidate for the U.S. Senate in Nevada, and it's going great, Kevin. We're excited. We're energized. We're jazzed up, and I'm the guy who's going to be Jackie Rosen, and we're going to all celebrate together.
I have seen some anecdotal evidence that the polling is moving towards your direction. Can you talk a little bit about polling you've seen, whether it be, I don't know if you can give us internal polling, but certainly the external polling, the public polling. How is that going so far?
Great question, Kevin. Soon to be released. All I can tell you is soon to be released. Things are looking very strong. Let's face it, the American public understand what's real. And our campaign is 110% real and grassroots driven. They can see that my opponents are driven by, like I said, Americans for Chinese prosperity and all the D.C. elites. And they really don't want someone like Senator Steve Daines coming from Montana into Nevada and trying to ram a D.C. elite candidate down our throat. People get it. We're real. And we have our wind to our back right now. We're catching it. And really, there's a great fear going on in our opposition's camp right now. And it not only includes Scam Brown's, but it also includes Jackie Rosen's, too. They're concerned. I'm a physician. I've treated Nevadans for nearly 28 years. I'm a skin cancer expert. But quite frankly, I'm also an international relations and expert on foreign policy as being a U.S. ambassador and being 100% confirmed 100-0 by unanimous consent by the U.S. Senate. So we're looking strong. We're getting support. I have an endorsement from extremely well-known former Congressman Lee Zeldin. I have the former Secretary of Defense who's endorsed us, Chris Miller. I have Leo Terrell, a great human rights lawyer, and everyone knows him for his 2.0, and Leo's just a fantastic patriot and a great supporter of Donald Trump, and we have so many more great endorsements teed up, and let's face it, the people in Nevada see it, and we're gonna march on to victory.
Do you want to debate Sam Brown?
Well, we joke within the campaign that Sam Brown's favorite sport right now is dodgeball. Because frankly, Sam, whatever you want to call him, is just dodging it. We all saw his absolutely disastrous interview with Stuart Varney 4 months ago. So where he asked him about Donald Trump's brilliant statement that he will end the war in Ukraine in 24 hours. And in kind of a snarky, arrogant fashion, Scam Brown said, well, you'll just have to ask Donald Trump yourself. And that was a disaster. After that happened, he's been hiding in probably Biden's basement and really hasn't come out, just trying to push his brand through kind of innocuous social media tweets. But I would love to challenge him to a debate. And anywhere, anytime, 24/7. But I could tell you right now, he and his handlers would just have him hiding, because let's really cut down to it. How many U.S. senators have been elected after losing three times? Sam Brown is a three-time loser. He's never won. He's just a puppet for the deep state. And that's why they're hiding him in Biden's basement. So I say come out, wherever you are, Sam Brown, and let's get it on for the people of Nevada, so they can really see who's 110% pro Donald Trump and who's just a puppet of Mitch McConnell in the deep state.
Dr. Jeff, you make me smile so much. I just love it.
Little hard hitting, but that's what we're a battle born state, Kevin.
There you
go. We like it tough. We like it tough.
I love that.
It's not a light sport, you know?
I got to ask you, because we're now to the heart of this senatorial campaign, what is it you need from my listeners?
Oh, just great support from them. I would love for them to go to my website, drjeffgunter.com, and spread the word. Spread the word of 110% pro-Donald Trump. Support my campaign financially. Talk to your people. And also, let's not forget, Kevin, we have the Nevada caucus coming up on February 8th, and we are going to blow away the competition there. We'll be working very hard to support Donald Trump's caucus aspirations. We've seen what he did in Iowa. He will do the same in Nevada. And it's first in the West, and it'll be very exciting, and he will march on to victory. So go on to drjeffbender.com. Love all your support. You'll be supporting 110% the candidate who supports Donald J. Trump, and someone who will put your lives first and listen to you and care for you, and you will lead the red wave that'll take us out of Nevada and across America, get rid of Jackie Rosen, get rid of Chuck Schumer, and also get rid of Mitch McConnell. And that's what we're going to do. And God bless you, Kevin. I mean, you're such a great leader for all our great American values. And it's really, without you, I don't know where we'd be.
Well, I will tell you this. We need Nevada's next senator to be the 51st senator, maybe 52nd, maybe 53rd. And
now we're talking, baby.
There you go. You got to love that. Dr.
Now
Jeff,
we're talking.
Thank you, my friend. You be good, and we will talk with you down the campaign road, okay?
God bless you, Kevin. God
there,
bless you.
There
thank
you go.
You.
Dr. Jeff Gunter, candidate for the U.S. Senate, joining us as we continue. Stay where you are. Don't touch that dial. We got a lot coming up. You're going to hear a lot from last night, and it's all coming up on AM 670 KMZQ.
On air, online, or on demand, take AM 670 KMZQ with you wherever you go. Download the SimpleRadio.com app and make us your favorite today.
Hey, Kevin Wall here. A few years ago, a friend invited me for an evening of fun at Ichabod's Lounge. Now, Ichabod's isn't in my neighborhood, and yeah, I had to drive an extra 10 minutes. Boy, am I glad I did. What I didn't know at the time was that Ichabod's had been there for over 3 decades and family-owned for over 20 years. It's one of the top gaming bars in Las Vegas with the best promotions and amazing monthly cash giveaways and payouts. And I love their food. Ichabod's features incredible menu items, including seafood, steaks, burgers, pastas, and 5 daily specials. And their kitchen is open 24 hours a day for you late-night foodies. What do I like best about Ichabod's? Their old-school Vegas atmosphere. Their bartenders and servers are super friendly. When everyone else is cutting back, Ichabod's continues to super serve its customers. And you'll love their nightly entertainment at the piano bar. You want to win? Then I'll see you at Ichabod's Vintage Vegas Dining, Gaming Lounge, and Piano Bar on East Flamingo at Pecos.
I just moved here, and now I have to get permission from a licensing board before I can even get a job, and I need 1,600 hours of training before I can apply for the license. How am I supposed to do that and pay for rent?
According to data from the Institute for Justice, the state of Nevada has the most burdensome licensing laws for low-income professions than any other state in the nation. Hair braiders, landscapers, even shampooers have to undergo hundreds or even thousands of hours of training and pay hundreds or thousands of dollars in licensure fees before they're allowed to work in the state, even if they're already licensed somewhere else.
How does it cost so much to just get a job?
Visit NevadaPolicy.org to learn more about the way unnecessary licensure requirements are burdening working Nevadans. This has been a public service announcement from the Nevada Policy Research Institute, a 501c3 nonprofit.
Are you a small business owner? Would you like to turn your social media into an important profit center? Hey, Kevin Wall here, the owner of Battleborn Radio and a longtime client of the SKC Group. The pros at the SKC Group built our corporate website, then they updated that website to make it even more productive. The SKC Group designs and manages areas of digital marketing for a wide variety of businesses. Locally owned and operated, the SKC Group provides fully integrated solutions, whether you need a company brand, graphic design projects, or an engaging mobile-friendly website. What do I like most about the SKC Group? They showed me how an increased web presence can mean more profit for my small business. And who doesn't want more profit? Let the pros at the SKC Group help you and your business. Ask for a free analysis of your current marketing strategies. Call 702-965-2016. That's 702-965-2016. Make that call right now.
Hey friends, it's Patrick Casale, the Multicare Group. With the difficulty in finding quality employees to ensure your business thrives, I have a solution for you. Offer employee benefits. Benefits are 100% tax deductible to the employer, income tax-free to the employees and dependents, can be used nationally, and are far more robust than any other individual plan being offered. The Multicare Group can help you obtain affordable